Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm June Sims. This week on our program, we take you on a circus train. Then, we take a trip to one of America's most breathtaking natural wonders, the Grand Canyon.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus is America's longest-running circus company. It began performances in the early 1890s and calls itself the greatest show on earth. More than a century later, the company continues many of the traditions of the early circus. One of those traditions is traveling by train. Ringling Brothers has two circus trains that are home to two different groups of performers. Ringmaster Jonathan Iverson is a former opera singer. He joined the circus about 10 years ago. He says the history of the company appealed to him.
Part of that mystique is the world's largest privately owned train. I love the train. 300 performers and cast and crew and animals are actually traveling on the rails across America. And, you know, that's the world's greatest carpool.
A carpool is when a group of people share a ride together, like carpooling to work. The difference with the circus performers is they live in their carpool, and instead of just one car, there are more than 60 of them. The train is over 1.5 kilometers long. It travels the country for 11 months a year. Families can cook, shower, wash their clothes, and live their lives in the privacy of their own cars. Jonathan Iverson is married to a dancer in the show. They share their train car with their two children.
It's so much fun, and it gives us, it's sort of like a mini vacation every week to really see the country. I mean, America's really, really beautiful.
Alex Barney is a second-generation clown, and he agrees.
Traveling by the train, you're going through the middle of nowhere, you know, getting to these cities, and you get to see what's left of the country. But definitely traveling by train is a key highlight for this job.
In the middle of the 32 family coaches is the pie car. It has a kitchen and a dining area. The pie car is a social center for the long trains traveling community. Michael Vaughn is the circus chef. He and his 6-person staff are responsible for meals. He says the job is like feeding a big family.
I mean, everybody here works together. All of the groups, you know, the clowns, the globe riders, everybody, we work together as a family.
Mr. Vaughn sets up another kitchen at each performance stop and often throws a party after the show.
Education is also part of the traveling circus community. While the parents perform, the children learn in a classroom set up behind the activity. Manna Kettles is the teacher.
My experience working here with Ringling, in the past, I have seen that they are better off than some of the kids in the regular schools because we get more time with them on a small group and we are able to work on a one-on-one with them.
7-year-old Sofia Petrov is from Hungary. She says she likes the circus school.
It's fun. I get to meet a lot of new people from all over the world.
Do you have what it takes to be a hero? Do you have what it takes to fly?
The newest Ringling Brothers show is called Dragons. Dragons is the company's 142nd show. It brings together talent from 18 countries.
The North, the South, the Wild West. Now it's time for one more.
acrobat Paulo dos Santos is from Brazil. He recently celebrated the birthday of his two sons before the show.
This moment is so good because everybody coming. I'm so happy because I have friends here in my children too. They stay together, party together, show together, everything.
At each stop, the performers and their families get a chance to go into town and explore. They travel locally, either by bus or in their own cars, which are also carried on the train. One day, there might be a chance to have fun at an amusement park, like Hershey Park in Pennsylvania. Another day, they might explore a landmark like the Grand Canyon in Arizona. For Ringmaster Jonathan Iverson, the circus train is like a city without a postal code.
This is home. The backyard changes, you know. Today's backyard has Hershey Park. Tomorrow's backyard has the Grand Canyon. I mean, that's the magic of it. But so we're always home. No matter where we are, we're always home.
This Monday, the United States observes Memorial Day, honoring all those who have died in military service. The holiday is marked with ceremonies and community parades. Most government offices are closed. The long Memorial Day weekend also marks the traditional start of the summer travel season. That means millions of Americans are on the road, many of them visiting popular sites, like the Grand Canyon in Arizona.
The Grand Canyon is one of the world's largest canyons, 450 kilometers across. The surrounding land seems to hide the existence of such a great opening in the earth. You come upon the canyon suddenly, when you reach the edge.
In some places, the canyon walls are more than a kilometer deep. Far below is the dark, twisting line of the Colorado River. On the other side, sunshine lights up the rock walls in red, orange, and gold. The bright colors are the result of minerals in the rocks. Their appearance changes endlessly with the light, the time of year, and the weather. At sunset, when the sun has moved across the sky, the canyon walls give up their fiery reds and golds. They take on quieter colors of blue, purple, and green.
Hundreds of rocky points rise from the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Some are very tall. Looking at the Grand Canyon is like looking back in time. 40 million years ago, the Colorado River began cutting through the area. At the same time, the surrounding land was pushed up by forces deep within the earth. Rain, snow, ice, wind, and plant roots rubbed away at the top of the new canyon. Below, the flowing river continued to uncover more and more levels of ancient rock. Some of the Earth's oldest rocks can be found here. There are many levels of granite, schists, limestone, and sandstone.
3,000 years ago, American Indians occupied the Grand Canyon. evidence of their existence has been found in many places. Bones, hair, feathers, and the remains of plants have been found in deep, dry caves high in the rock walls. The Hopi, the Paiute, and the Navajo, and other Native American tribes have all been in the area for at least 7 centuries. However, much of what we know today about the Grand Canyon was recorded by John Wesley Powell. In 1869, he became the first known white American to explore much of the canyon.
Today, the Grand Canyon is known as one of the 7 wonders of the natural world. About 5 million people visit the canyon each year. Most visitors walk along paths partway down into the canyon. It takes several hours to walk to the bottom. It takes twice as long to get back up to the top. Some visitors ride mules to the bottom and back.
The National Park Service is responsible for protecting the Grand Canyon. Visitors are not supposed to leave any trash in the canyon or remove any rocks, plants, or historical objects. As the Park Service tells visitors, take only photographs, leave only footprints. There are helicopter and airplane rides available for visitors to the Grand Canyon. Some visitors see the canyon by taking a boat trip along the Colorado River.
And there is still another way to see the Grand Canyon. A glass walkway called the Skywalk extends 21 meters from the edge. The Skywalk is suspended more than 1,200 meters above the bottom of the canyon. Visitors pay to walk along the glass walkway, which is shaped like a giant horseshoe. The Hualapai Indian tribe built the Skywalk at a cost of more than $40 million. The tribe owns almost 400,000 hectares of land in the canyon. Some people consider the Skywalk an engineering wonder. Others, however, have criticized the Skywalk and plans by the tribe for future development in the area. They say it harms a national treasure and reduces the enjoyment of one of nature's greatest wonders.
Our program was produced by Brianna Blake, with reporting by June So. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm June Sims. You can find a video about the Ringling Brothers Circus Train on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find transcripts and MP3s of our programs, along with podcasts and activities for learning English. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.